Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm a huge Neil Strauss fan because I love Alice Cooper. And I will tell you, I've seen so many different touring bands with Alice over the years. And she is, the perfect one was when Hailstorm was touring with Coop and Neil Strauss was playing guitar for it. It was the best show I'd ever seen. In its totality with Cooper.
Born December 7th, the world first took notice of her as a member of the all-female tribute act, the Iron Maidens, but in 2014, she was vaulted to stardom as a guitarist for the legendary Alice Cooper. Her name is Neta Strauss. In 2018, she released her solo album, Controlled Chaos. In 2021, she released the single, Dead Inside, featuring vocals from Disturbed's David Draiman. She's gearing up to hit the road again with Alice Cooper, with a stop here in KC on September 15th at Sandstone Amphitheater. And she's released a new solo single, featuring Alice Cooper on vocals, Winner Takes All. Please welcome, guitarist Neta Strauss.
I'm on fire, I'll watch you fall. Winner takes all.
Winner takes all.
Hey Neta, welcome to the show.
What an amazing intro. I want you guys to intro me everywhere I go.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I'm so glad you're back with Alice. I thought we'd lost you to the pop world.
Well, it wasn't exactly the pop world, but I'm excited to come back for sure.
Yeah, and I love, there's nothing wrong with Demi Lovato. I just, selfishly, because I love Alice Cooper so much, I was like, man, because I flew to Dallas to the Misfits show. And that Cooper opened up in October when you were busy with your, what was it, a torn meniscus?
Yes, I was actually on the road with Demi at that time, but yeah. I also had a torn meniscus.
Yeah, because so I remember seeing
they weren't mutually exclusive.
And by the way, Kane Roberts is a great guitar player, but I will tell you, watching the show, I was talking to some friends who are also big Cooper fans, and we all felt the same way it's just something about you and Coop and that band, that lineup, that is such a great overall stage show. I mean, it works perfectly.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And I think the big part of it, you know, if you had seen my first tour with Alice, it might have looked awkward as well, you know, and Kane hasn't toured with Alice, I think since before I was born, since I was really little, you know, so it just takes a little time. You know, the reason the guys and I look so tight and seamless on stage together is because we spend 10 months together every year for the last 8 years doing that show. You know, so when you're just that seasoned as a group, it's a special thing that it's not one single guitar player in the world could step into that role and do it seamlessly if they hadn't been doing it for
right.
8 years, if that makes sense.
No, it makes total sense, because that's what I try to explain to people. I go, you don't understand, like, there's so many moving parts and pieces for every single song, and everybody's got their positions and their moments, and it's, I mean, nobody, and I'll argue this with anybody, nobody holds a candle. When you go see a live show, you go see an Alice Cooper show, it hits on all cylinders every single night.
Every single night, and when I talked to Kane ahead of that tour, because Kane and I are great friends, and he asked me if I had any tips or advice for him about the songs. And I said, look, I can't tell you anything about playing those songs that you don't already know, because Kane Roberts is my hero.
Sure.
You know, he's the OG. I said, the only advice I can give you is that show comes at you fast. There's a lot going on. So just always keep your head on a swivel. Remember what side the baby's coming from, or what side the guillotine is coming from, or what side the billion-dollar baby cannon is, you know, what door that's coming out of, and it sometimes changes from night to night depending on the stage placement. So You just, that show comes at you real fast.
Yeah. I mean, it is an incredible tour you guys are going out on with Zombie and Cooper. And, of course, I love Ministry and I love Filter. Like, that's one of those very rare packages that I go, I don't want to miss any of these bands. I'm not going to come late at all.
Oh, yeah. I was really, really excited. He has some incredible shows coming up this year. You know, the Zombie tour is going to be amazing. Freaks on Parade tour. The Motley Crue and Def Leppard shows. You know, obviously we did the first Motley Crue final tour, so coming back for the revival of that is going to be amazing, and I'm very, very excited for the year ahead.
So was it hard because you left, you know, you had to go to Alice and go, hey, Alice, I have this opportunity, which is, I think, daunting for anybody.
You know, honestly, not at all, because I think the way that it was perceived out in the world, out on the internet, was a lot more dramatic than it really was. Alice has always had a very open door policy for people to go and do different things. You know, Eric Singer went off and did Kiss.
Yeah.
Chuck Garrick, like all the time, will step out and do shows with his band Bisto Blanco, and Chris Wise will fill in for him. I mean, this is, it's a really common occurrence in the Alice Cooper ranks. So I was totally fine with going to him and saying, hey, I have this opportunity. It conflicts with some dates. Are you cool with me going out and doing this? And he said, absolutely. We're excited for you. Go have a great time. And then when there were dates that Alice had that didn't conflict with Demi dates, I came back to do the Alice dates.
Dude, we got to talk about Chuck Garrick, the bass player, because who I love. First time I saw Chuck live, I was like, I believe he's a goddamn werewolf. Like, for real. He really is.
I can see that.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus, God almighty, what am I watching right now? And Cooper's been,
yes.
And he's such a great
player. A werewolf
player.
With a lot of abs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. He's not the guy you want to take your shirt off next to. And you know, if you're just joining the show, the great Nita Strauss is with us. And you guys, if you could see her, God, I mean, all the different places. So for the LA Kiss, for the football team, you're, of course, the in-house guitar player. If you've ever seen the Iron Maidens, of course, you're in that, which I'm a huge Maiden fan. You've done stuff for WWE with our friend Lizzie Hale. And I'm sure she must have told you the story. When she was a little girl, she moved to a new city in Pennsylvania, and there was a sleepover, as you know, kids do, and everybody was invited to bring music, and everybody brought their music, but she brought an Alice Cooper record, and all the other kids, all the other little girls, like, goofed on her, and really made her feel pretty creepy as a 12-year-old kid. And
that is hilarious. I have not heard that story.
Oh, she tells me the story, and so fast forward, we're just talking about when you're kids, and you don't know how to fit in, you want to fit in, but then you realize at some point you're a weirdo. And you don't learn until later that's the best part of you, right? And
absolutely.
But I'm watching her, and you guys invited her up. She opened the show for Coop, and I was so proud for her. And then she pops out, you know, for the encores, and I'm like, where are those little kids now? You bastards, you little pricks. And I just remember calling her
exactly.
Going, it was so much fun to watch her full circle and hear it, like, you know, because you know her. She's a genuine heart. She's a great human.
She truly is. Touring with Hailstorm was one of the best tours we've ever done, and I absolutely consider Lizzie a great friend and one of the great talents of our generation.
Yeah. Well, and now you'll see pictures of her with the Alice Cooper guillotine head.
Does she have one of the heads?
Yeah, I sent it to her. I found the guys at Distortion in Colorado who made the guillotine head and literally bought one from those guys, put it in a hat box, and mailed it to her as a
That is so cute. I love that.
Yeah. No, listen, I'm a Coop fan. He was nice to me the day I met him when I was a little kid. And over the years in this business I was lucky enough to get into, he's been incredibly generous and nice and just a genuinely wonderful human being every single time. And that's how we know you're a good person. I'm sure he does not allow bad people in the circle.
Yeah, we definitely get weeded out pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, listen, they're giving me the rap already, Nita, but you are welcome here anytime. As we get closer to the show, I'd love to have you on. When you put out new solo stuff, I'd love to have you on anytime. You're always welcome.
Actually, I just put out a song with Alice on vocals last week called Winner Takes All. So yep. If you guys would like to check that out, it's available anywhere you like to listen to music.
We were listening to it prior to you jumping on with us, and we've been talking about
it
all morning. So, take care, Nita.
Thank you.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.